Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
This is a special edition, so to speak, in the sense that it's a very special day. Today is Mother's Day. Sometimes that day can be painful for us. We remember mom and maybe ways that we have failed mom. There are other times where I'm sure we've made mom proud, and yet some of us may have are old enough or young enough even to where our mothers are no longer with us. Mother's Day is an interesting day that creates all kinds of feelings and emotions and responses in this little blue house on Broad Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my hope is we can look at a short little pericope and see if I can, see if we can get an alternative slant on a familiar story about a mother who approaches Jesus. And so if I could have someone read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, just verses 20 through 23.
I will volunteer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I am going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father, God."
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's just start out with some initial responses. All right. Think about your responses in terms of, here's a mother of James and John, right, the sons of Zebedee, who comes to Jesus and has a request. Right. It's a mother of two sons. All right. We have a room full of sons here. We all have mothers. Some may be with us, some may not. We probably all have selective memories of mom, right? I want you to think about this mother and her approach to Jesus on behalf of her sons, and then think of your own mother. And is there a similarity? Is there a contrast? And I know this may be somewhat painful, and yet it may not be. Right, it varies. Mother's Day, as I said, kind of has interesting implications for our residents. So that's where I want to start.
Well,
Mom creates very deep thought in this house. Look at that.
Oh, my mother, she only wanted the best for me in everything I did. Did she enable me some points in life, yeah. But she always pushed me in the proper direction as far as school, you know, my work ethics, all that, you know. So I can see where this mother's caring about her children and want the best for them, which, you know, the right hand of Jesus, how much better can you get than that? So I can appreciate where she's coming from on that, because that's how I was brought up, you know. Sometimes her I got off track a little bit with that, but she did the best she could, and the intentions were always good for me. You know, so I can understand, I can feel where she'd be coming from on that.
I think with me, you know, like Jeff said, my mom was the same way. You know, she wanted the best for me, but with, you know, she had struggles of her own, so she couldn't give me everything she wanted to give me, and I think that bothered her. But then when I started to take advantage of that, you know, she started to get better and put up a wall. She didn't want to enable me anymore because she knew there was nothing that she could do anymore to get me to stop doing whatever I was doing. And that's where we kind of separated. But then, you know, me coming here, her getting her life together, and, you know, rebuild that.
Okay. I just wanted to say real quick, you know, with my mother, when everybody had made a determination to no longer help feed my addiction, my mother would still give me money. And she didn't know. She was just confused. She, you know, she loved me. She knew I was in pain. But that was the best thing she could think of at the time. So I know my mother loved me. But...
I think the greatest hurt for a mother is powerless. And we're actually trying to help her son. Because I know my mom got to the point to where she could no longer say or do anything herself. And I mean, for James and John's mother to go to Jesus for protection and maybe safety for their kids, that's the only road my mother had was through prayer, constant prayer. Broken heart, her tears is what pretty much, and the love she had for me is what drove her to stay in constant prayer with Christ. And that's what she wanted for me, and I think that's what James and Zebedee's mother wants for them, is to just be close to him, just to be able to walk with him. So I think that's every mother's prayer nowadays. It's my mom's included. There's a point where she stopped everything, and the hardest thing was for her to do was to say no. Her probably more than it, you know, to see me at the front door again, or in jail again, you know. But she had she developed a strong no. And it turned out.
I relate a lot to this for the simple fact that it says, what is it you want, he asked, and she said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. And he continues on, and at the point it says, we can, they answered. It says they. It doesn't separate her sons from them, so it's like her and her sons had to drink from the cup. He wasn't just asking them. And when I got here, I had to talk to my mom, say, hey, look, I'm going to end this year program to get things together. It might take longer than a year. You know, she had to be on the same page with me. Just, I think that's how I'm looking at it. It's not just her. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? We can, they answered. Never does it separate her from them, I don't, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yes, with me, my mom, when I was about 16, my father and mother got a divorce, and my mom took off for about 3.5 years, and I didn't know where she was or anything like that, but I found her in Adrian through MySpace, and... it wasn't her fault. Now that I'm older and she let me know what happened, it was because my father was violent, but she was so happy when I came back. And I was on drugs, you know, and she looked past that because all those years that she missed. And she always told me that when I start following Jesus Christ the right way, my life would be so much better. And she probably loves me more than I love myself. And she is so happy and thankful that I'm here in this program. She truly is.
Good. Anybody else?
I'm myself. Everyone, my mom and dad's both called me Pain. But my mom... She was a great mom. She stuck with, I grew up being locked up from 12 to 21. And she'd always go see me. Always, you know, she was an enabler, but, you know, she gets, you know, that's the way, you know, not all mothers, but she just loved me too much, you know. And of course, I had my lying, manipulated ways, so that didn't help in any way. Whenever I was in jail, you know, she always came to see me and gave me money. I didn't deserve it. I deserved to just sit there and learn my lesson. But she was with me through everything. My dad wasn't. Never came to see me once. Where's he at now? I don't know. Thank God for her.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I think my mom's always been there, always came beside me, always had my back, always made everything all right. Cleaned up a lot of my messes. And as I'm, you know, approaching 33, I think our relationship's finally changing. You know, my mom said for the last few years, you know, it's not fair that she should enjoy her grandkids and I have to pick up my slack because of my drug addiction, because of being in and out of jail. And that even, she always put it on me that even our relationship's supposed to be at a different stage. She's supposed to be like my friend now. She shouldn't have to go behind me and take care of things or do this, that. So, as one of the other guys touched on, I mean, well, throughout all my addictions, I've always been that neighborhood. But she goes to Al-Anon, she's been doing that for years. So she's developed that strong no. Sometimes the time she won't even answer the phone, just in case I'm ready for something, or just in case, which is a beautiful thing, I think, for her and for me to grow our relationship and take that next step, you know. And, I'm always happy with that. She used to never be able to say no, no matter what it was. And even when she should have killed her, and she still would do, even though she should know she shouldn't, but now, yeah. She says no now, you know. I don't get mad, but I kind of like it. It's a good feeling. It's to show some kind of progression to a relationship where it should be. Still got a long way to go, but it's catching up.
Good. Thanks. Is there anything you want to share?
Yeah, I think a mother's love is, I don't know, it's kind of like it's deeper than the ocean, because no matter what we may go through in our life, the trials and tribulations, the ups and downs, you know, of our lives and everything, she never turns her back on us. My mother has never turned her back on us. She has told me that she loves me, but she doesn't like me. And I understood that. She just didn't like my actions, the way I live my life. And so just for me to live my life right is showing my mother that I truly appreciate everything that she's done for me in my life. You know, because she's put in so much work to raise me and my brothers and my sister, you know. And many times we look at life, in the situations of life, you know, the only one that we have there is a mother, because many times a father may take off and, you know, the mom is left to do everything on her own. So I think the strength that a mother has is just a strength from God. It's a special strength because she's able to deal with many of the trials and tribulations is, you know, raising a son, and as much conflict and strife as we may put on her, she's always there to pick us up when we're down. You know, and I think that that's just a blessing from God. It's just that strength that he gives a mother, the mercy that he gives her to love us, no matter what we may go through in our lives. Her mercy is just, it's just a mercy from God, a beautiful, beautiful gift.
Well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word and Hate Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.